Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
Sleeping at night, hearing sounds that may or may not actually be there? Is your pet talking to you and you swear you are losing your mind? If you've answered yes to one or more of these questions, then you may have ghosts. Call us today to get rid of those pesky phantoms. You'll be happy you did. 1-800-867-5309 for the Ghostbusters today. We are available 7 days a week, 365 days a year for all your ghostly needs. We have the professional equipment, the brains, the brawn, and an extensive history of busting ghosts. Ghostbusters holds no liability to any estate or property when hired to get rid of ghosts. Any damages accrued in capturing a ghost are at the cost of the client or clients, whether they in a personal dwelling or a professional building. Ghostbusters are a hired service and will accept tips, both monetary and existential in nature. All persons depicted in this are fictitious, and any similarities are just coincidence, and we owe you no money or no credit whatsoever, so stop calling us Darlene. We don't care that we sound like your niece Rebecca. Thank you, darlings. And just remember, if you hear anything spooky, give us a jingle.
Yo, Bricker, did you get laid last night?
There it goes. Just like that.
Oh, gosh, Ed.
Bricker, did you get some?
That's kind of rude.
Ed, what are you talking about?
He had a date last night.
You had a date?
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, the waitress next door at the coffee place.
Stop. How did it go?
It went okay. We went to a trivia night thing.
Oh, nice. Did you guys win?
Did you win?
Whoa.
We did okay, but I wasn't allowed to write the answer. She insisted on that, and she got wrong.
Usually how that goes.
Yeah, and she got some wrong.
She probably has better penmanship.
What'd she get right?
Oh, yeah, no, she definitely gets stuff. She could write much better. You can't read what I write.
Bricker, I think you misunderstand. You're supposed to use your penis, not a pen.
Wow.
Ed, it was the first date.
What? And we were in public.
What's your point?
They frown on that?
Yeah.
Some places
well,
do.
That's why they have bathroom stalls, right?
Oh, come on, man.
That's just... What kind of dates do you go on?
Mason, don't go down that path.
No, okay.
Well, are we talking
this
morning or last night?
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. But no, I mean, it was just, she insisted on answering all the science questions, and I mean, that's kind of my thing. And
Did she know anything about you?
No, I don't really know how we matched on Tinder, but apparently we did.
You're on Tinder?
Aren't you all?
No.
Tinder for trivia dates?
Well, I mean, it has helped in the past.
I thought Tinder's for sex.
I mean, he's not totally wrong.
I know, and that's what's making me upset.
I'm usually not wrong, just saying. Just to be clear here.
So tell us more about this girl.
Oh, well, I mean, so she's a waitress, but she's working her way through college.
Oh, what she wanna be when she grows up? Ed!
I'm sorry. It's just reflex. I apologize.
She doesn't know yet, which is a problem because she's a senior this year.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, there just wasn't really any chemistry, and all of her answers kind of, yeah.
Not good?
No. No. We didn't have much to talk about.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry it wasn't a great estate.
No, not really. I mean...
Like, how bad?
Do you remember when we went to lunch and we... And Ed was with us that one time we went to McDonald's?
Yeah. That doesn't really narrow it down, but sure. Yeah.
No.
Okay. It was better than that.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get you.
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
Hey, nothing, buddy.
Right. Yeah, so, but you know,
ordered five Happy Meals, dude. Like, seriously.
Well, I was super sad, so I wanted to get happy. Like, that's
next time we'll just slime them.
But then weren't you sad when you got multiples of the same toy?
No, because I just went up and exchanged them.
Yeah, but you threw a fit. It was embarrassing at the time, well, but it was hilarious afterwards.
They only had four different toys, but I ordered five different meals. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but okay, on a date, like, you don't just need to be able to talk to them, you know? Like, there's a physical side, too.
Yeah, was she attractive?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean... Well, you've seen her, yeah.
Yeah, but not on like a trivia night date material, like.
Like made up.
Huh?
With makeup and stuff.
Oh yeah, with makeup. Yeah,
like dressed up. Did she get gussied up for you?
Did you gussy up for her? It's quid pro quo, man. You got a tit for tat.
I'm assuming you didn't go in the jumpsuit.
Well, no, I didn't go in a jumpsuit. I had my nice, Avenger shirt on.
Smooth.
Boy.
Wait, what?
It's trivia night, Ed.
Yeah.
Wait. You wore a suit, did you? To a date? Your first date? You wore a t-shirt on a first date?
Yes, but it's one of my nicer ones.
No.
There's no stains.
That's true. I've seen his other one.
Yeah. There are t-shirts, and then there are ratty t-shirts. There's no such thing as a nice t-shirt. Do you not own a suit?
I'm taking a suit to trivia.
You need to look good. You need to impress Brecker.
Are you trying to say that Mason doesn't look good?
No, Mason looks good for, you know, what he's doing and in general. But when you're on a date, you know, you need to bring it up a notch. And, you know, I'll take you shopping.
Ooh.
And you know what? We can double up next night. You know, double date.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, if she doesn't stimulate you mentally, I understand why it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, no, not there was no.
How dumb was she?
Well, here's a question: where does moonlight come from? Hey, Ed, you want to answer that one?
Well, it's like starlight. You know, just magnifies the starlight.
Wait,
duh.
Wait,
what?
Repeat that, Ed. Where does the
moon gets its light from? Our stars, like. Our star's light. So, you know, it just magnifies starlight and, you know, shines down on us. Duh. Don't be ridiculous.
Blown away right now or just... No, yeah, that's par for the course.
Well, I mean, he's not so far off. It is starlight that illuminates the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
He's actually closer than she was.
Oh.
Well, yeah. She's wrong.
What did she think? How did she think the moon was illuminated?
I got lost somewhere around magical elves.
What?
Yeah. I was paying the check at that point, quite literally, and leaving because it was the final question, and I.
You know,
magical elves.
I would have laughed at that. You know.
I'm sure you would have
a time ago, but let's be fair. We have a gnome that we know.
Well, I mean, I agree, and he is magical.
And we didn't know about gnomes before.
Yeah. But
and didn't he say elves are real?
Yeah, but they're magic.
And we hunt down ghosts, and we fought a demon like a month ago.
Yeah.
Not saying that, you know, elves make the moon bright. That's just ridiculous. It's totally the stars. But,
okay,
you know, there could be magical elves up there.
Wait, the stars? How many stars do you think are illuminating the moon?
All of them?
All of the stars.
Well, you see all the stars giving us light here. Duh. Like, you can see them, can't you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, the light comes from a star, but not all of the other ones you see.
Yeah.
Well, no, of course it does, because if there was no light coming from all the stars, we wouldn't be able to see all the stars, duh.
Ed?
Can't see something with that light.
Do you know which star is our star?
Making my head hurt.
They're all our stars because we can see all of them.
But we have one specific star that gives us all of our light.
You mean the North Star?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
No. Yeah. Nope. It's the sun.
Who wants another beer?
Thanks. What? The sun's the sun.
Yeah, that's our star.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It's too big.
Stars are...
how big do you think the other stars we see are, Ed?
Well, they're like super tiny, duh. Like, you can't... Like, they're super tiny. Like, sometimes you can't even see them.
How far away do you think they are?
I don't know. They're in the sky.
Yeah.
Well, plus, you know, sometimes, like, some of them are brighter than others. So I guess, like, some are bigger than others.
So what do you think the sun is?
It's a sun.
It's a star.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a class G star.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Science.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, maybe someone I will gone give to check on back. The
other ones? Has someone checked on the other ones? Because, like, how do you know if you haven't been to the other ones?
Actually, Ed, do you want her number? You two, I'm sure, would have great conversations.
No, I went out with her 2 weeks ago.
Oh!
Wow.
Sloppy seconds?
Can't say I'm surprised.
We went out for pizza.
Of course you did. Did you bang her?
Well, yeah.
Ed, stop it.
What?
Oh, gosh. Well, then, Mason, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
Get that test.
John, you didn't date her, did you?
No. No.
What are you all insinuating?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Insinuation would imply that we're telling a non-truth.
Right.
Well, anyway.
I want to go check on the store.
Yep.
So.
All right, have fun with that.
Don't get pregnant. Bye.
Oh.
Wow. Don't get pregnant. That's his tip
Wear
of the day.
Wear a condom.
The deep depot.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So dodge the bullet there, Mason. Good job.
Yeah, apparently. Yay.
Yay. Well, better luck next time on your Tinder matchup.
Oh, well, I think I might try speed dating next time.
That's not a bad idea.
That's brilliant. Can I come with and watch?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yay!
Maybe I could wear one of those, like, GoPros on my head.
That's a fantastic idea.
That will definitely get you someone.
I'm going to go too, but I'm just going to, like, wear a picture of Ed and look at all the disgusted looks on the faces as I hop around from person to person.
I don't know. You might actually get some.
That would upset me.
I mean, it might help thin out the crowd because I'd definitely at least know who knew him.
Right. Yeah.
See? Oh, this is true.
See?
You could get slapped.
Yeah. I'll just bring a picture. Do you know this person? Yes. Oh, crap. Never mind. I mean,
getting slapped by a woman would definitely beat getting harassed by the cat. So I take it.
Oh, yeah. How is that cat doing?
This thing's fucking insane. But apparently, Ed tried telling me how to communicate with it better. That went real well. I'm sure you can guess that.
I'm sure. I mean, if you want to try to bring it downstairs, I can run some tests on it.
Oh. I have to try and like capture it while it's sleeping or something.
Yeah, go wrangle it.
Yeah. With like a rope.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
That would
kitty.
Be awful. I wouldn't do that. I don't know. He said as long as I let it keep picking on Ed, he won't be so mean. So work that deal out.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, shoot, guys. I got to go. Ethel's calling.
Oh, okay. Well, bye, Frankie.
All right.
Bye.
Take it easy, Frankie. Well, I suppose I'll finish this beer and head on upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, my science won't do itself.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, bud. Catch up with you later.
Hi, later.
Do you ever have the feeling that your pleasure missile is more of a pleasure pickle? Well, get ready for our newest addition here at the Dick Depot. We are happy to announce our new penile extender, the Grande Salame. Are you worried about her pleasure? Think you may not reach the difficult standards of society? Then come on down and get fitted with our professional, and more importantly, discreet, schlong smarties. We've got a whole team dedicated to making you more comfortable in your own pants. Even if you don't want to use it during action, it will get you some attention in your pants. Come on down to the Dick Depot and we'll get you set up with the Grande Salame today. The Dick Depot, the Dick Depot, fun for everyone. Consenting age, of course.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Mad Cow E for effort. Yay! Tonight, so we're doing speed dating. So everyone knows the rules. You have 5 minutes with each of your pairs. And when you hear the ding bell go off, ladies, you can switch it up. And then, if you come on Tuesdays, the men switch it up. You know, fair is fair. All love and war. All right, so everyone sit down. Everyone has assigned seating for their first one. Just match up your numbers. Or your picture, or whatever it is we have on the table tonight. Peter, which one? Numbers, yep. All right, and don't forget, happy hour ends in an hour, so get nice and sloppy, but not really. Condoms in the bag. All right, have fun!
Hi, my name is Mason Hodges.
Well, hello there, you are just scrumptious. I am Tammy Lynn.
Oh, hi, where are you from?
Oh, honey, I'm from the South.
Well, where in the South?
South side of D.C. That's a little joke I like to tell. Alabama, born and raised.
Oh, okay. That's a bit more specific. Okay, thank you.
Of course. Where are you from, Shug?
Oh, I'm from Indiana.
Indiana?
Yeah.
Well, that is fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, just a little town.
Well, what did you love about Indiana?
I wasn't much of an outdoors type. I did a lot of staying inside.
I see. Well, what is it you do now?
Oh, I'm a Ghostbuster.
Say what now?
Like
those little men you see on the TV? That's real?
Here's our business card. Yeah, I'm a Ghostbuster.
Stop. What do you do on a day?
Usually I'm down in the lab doing stuff, but, you know, if we get a call, I have to, go bust some ghosts. So we capture the ghosts, we put them in the containment unit. It's fun.
That's terrifying.
Oh, not at all.
I mean, ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well, okay. I can't get over that.
Oh, well, I mean, you see so many ghosts at this point that it's pretty easy to get
over. I've never seen a ghost in my life.
Are you sure?
Well, now that you mention it, I am not sure. There are some spooky things that happen down at the hotel I work at.
Oh, really? Which hotel?
Just the Holiday Inn.
Oh, okay.
I'm a phone operator.
Oh, well, so you get to talk to people all day. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is. I direct some very interesting calls back and forth to guest rooms, staff, departments, throughout the whole switchboard. I am very good with buttons.
Oh, that's really cool. I enjoy pushing buttons sometimes.
Well, Shug, maybe I could push some of your buttons sometime. Don't get that look on your face. You are a squirrely one, aren't you?
So
what do you do for hobbies, if not for ghosts?
Oh, well, I mean, most of my hobbies kind of revolve around ghosts. I try to find different ways to capture them and see them and contain them.
You're kind of a one-trick pony.
Oh, I mean, there's all sorts of different tricks. We actually use them to power the hotel that we use as our base.
That is fascinating.
Oh, it really is. It took a lot of trial and error. And, but with the help of the kids, I was able to get it done.
Well, that is just straight up strange. Ghosts as fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, what do you like to eat?
I subsist mostly on pizza.
Subsist?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah. Do you go anywhere? Do you do anything?
I mean, I'll go out to the bar. I've been here before. Ed's brought me here once or twice.
Ed? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, Ed the Fourth. He's one of the other Ghostbusters.
Oh, Jesus. I know Ed. He dated one of my friends.
1 minute warning, everybody. All right, gentlemen, do or die. Get those digits.
Oh, all right. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. I don't know how much we have in common.
Oh, it's okay. I don't have a lot in common with most people.
Oh, you poor thing. God bless your little heart.
All right.
Well, it has been a pleasure, and I will certainly look you up in this Ghostbusters stuff. Thank you. I'm going to take your card.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead, and if you ever have an issue with ghosts, you know who to call.
I'll reach out for that, surely.
All right. Nice meeting you, Tammy Lynn.
You too, Mr. Mason.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin. John was played by Brad. Mason was played by Ben. Frankie was played by me, Dawn. And the Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter at Ectocast and on the web at sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. This podcast is based on Ghostbusters. No rights infringement intended. Ghostbusters and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated. Ectocast, the website, promotion thereof, and material created are not endorsed, sponsored by, or affiliated with Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated or Ghostbusters. Thank you for listening.